Hashem, we're continuing with the Avodah of the Beinoni. We discussed last week part of the Avodah of the Beinoni, the Indian of Bein Ovid Elikim, Ashaloi Avdu. Now we're going weiter with two other klolim that's important for the Beinoni to know. And again, we focus a lot on the Beinoni because the whole Sefer is focusing on the Beinoni because all of us are trying, Halavai to be a Beinoni, trying to be involved in the Sefer Shabbat. And Mameli is going to focus on two very important klolim that the Beinoni needs to know. So we're going to do Perek Tazayin. It's not a very long Perek. Probably won't finish it this week, but it's maybe next week. But it's a short Perek, but a very said Zeke Perek. Vizek Klal Gadol. He says, "V'zeh klal gadol ba'avodas Hashem lebeinanim." It's an important klal ba'avodas Hashem lebeinanim. Need to know ha'ikar hu. What's the ikar? Which means, aside from making sure that there's no sur mira and asi toiv, but more than that, which means more than making sure that the beinani is just not being involved in any gimel levushim of iser, and the beinani is doing what it needs to do. But more than that, ha'ikar hu limshul ulishloit al tava shebachal asmali al yidei or Hashem ha'meir lenefesh lekis shebemoichai lishloit al aleiv. The ikra avoida of the Beinoni, what the Beinoni needs to be working on, like we mentioned last parak, that there is a Beinoni who is not an Eivid. What the Beinoni who is an Eivid needs to be working on is ensuring that his Mayach is able to be shalit over the Teva Shebachal HaSmali, which means the Mayach is shalit over the Leiv. Now we had those words before, a few times already, that the Mayach is shalit over the Leiv. And over here, obviously, when we say Leiv, we don't mean Chal Yemini, because that's the part where the Yetzer Tov is. Rather, we mean the Chal HaSmali, where the Nefesh of Bahamas is its main makam. Is in the Chal HaSmali, and Memela, the Avoida of the Beinoni is Limshal Lishlait Ala Teva Shebachal HaSmali. There's two Lashainas, Limshal, to be Meishal and to be Shailat, two different Lashainas. We had it before also, there's Lashain Limshal Limshalit. I think we asked then also what, I'm not sure if we had a good shot then, what the two Lashainas are, but Limshal Lishlait Ala Teva Shebachal HaSmali Al Yidei. How does he do that? Or Hashem, HaMeir LaNefesh Elikis, the Or Hashem which is Meir to the Nefesh Elikis, Sheba Meicha. Where is the Nefesh Elikis? Like we mentioned, all the way in the first Prakam, it's in the Meicha. Lishlait ala Leiv, that the Or Hashem, which is Meir from the Nefesh Elikis, should then be Shailit on the Leiv. How does that happen? Kishim is Boinin B'Meicha. Begaldos Ein Sev Baruch Hu, the Hoilid may be Nasai, Ruach das v'yiris Hashem v'moichay liyasur meirada iraisei v'derabanan v'afilu iser kal shel devrayim chas v'shalom v'ahavas Hashem v'libay b'chol hayaminei v'chesheka v'chafetza l'dovka ba v'kiyam amitzis deraisa v'derabanan v'talmud Torah shekenegad kulam. So what the avoida of the Beinoni is, the Beinoni needs to work on his Beinonos, and his Beinonos b'ikr is in the Gadlus Ein Tzav Baruch Hu, to work on the greatness of the Rabban Hashem, to work in recognizing that the Rabban Hashem is b'mali kolam, save kolam, les asar panim inei, les machshav atvisi beklal, to work on recognizing the greatness of the Rabban Hashem, and the goal of doing that is then he's going to be moilid mei binasi ruach das v'yiris Hashem. He's going to get from the Bina, which again, he's working in the place of Meichai, and then he's being moilid mei binasi. Right, so we know this Chachma Bina and Das. It's beginning in the place of Kemishim Zbainim B'Meichai, in the place of the Meichai. Begadla Saint Seif L'Hoylid. What's the goal? The goal is then to be Moylid, right? Like we mentioned all the way in Perek Beis that there's of that the Gimel Rosh and the Gimel Chachma Bina and Das are called Gimel. They're called Imois. They're called mothers because they're the ones that give birth to the Indian of the Midas. And Memela, what the Beinan needs to do is to be use his Chachma to then be Mizbainen, to then utilize that Kayach of L'Hoylid may be Nasai Ruach Das. And then you get to the level of Das. You have Chachma, Bina, and Das. V'yiris Hashem. Then a person has Ruach Das, V'yiris Hashem. B'meichai, li'asur me'rada iraisa, v'derabanan. And then a person in the place of his Mayach will have the concept of Yiris Hashem. V'havas Hashem, b'liboy. So you have Yiris Hashem, which is in the Mayach. And you have V'havas Hashem, which is in the Leiv. We are in the Leiv, b'chala yamini. Obviously on the right side, not on the left side. The left side is the place of Nefesh of Bahamas. And Memela, what the Beinoni needs to work on Ahavas Hashem and Yiris Hashem. And this is crucial that the Beinoni needs to understand that this is the way to ensure that he's going to be able to make sure that he's sur me'ra ba'ase toiv. Sai, Yiris Hashem is going to take care of sur me'ra. Right? Like I mentioned many times, that sur me'ra helps with it. So, Yiris Hashem helps with sur me'ra. When a person has proper Yiris Hashem, he doesn't do averis. And the Havas Hashem creates the ase toiv. The Havas Hashem creates the ability to be able to do good. And Mevele, he needs to make sure that he's Yiris Hashem b'moichai, li'es sur me'ra, the reis, the rabbanon, fil iser kal shal devrayim, even in iser derabbanon, v'havas Hashem b'liboy, v'chalei amin, v'chasheka, v'chavetza, l'dofka boy, v'kima mitzvahs, the reisa, with the Rabbanim Talmud Torah Shekinah Kulam, to be involved in the place of the Leiv, the Chalei Yamini, to have that Ahavas Hashem. So the Baal Tani is telling us very clearly that Ahavas Hashem is rooted in the Leiv, and Yiras Hashem is rooted in the Meich. I just heard, when I was driving before, this isn't the Shem I got, my father gave me a while ago, Shem from Shor and Tanya. So he said, why is it, what's the pshat that Ahavas Hashem is in the Leiv, and Yiras Hashem is in the Meich? Why does it work like that? Why is Ahavas Hashem specific in the Leiv? Right, they're both emotions, right? So why is Yiras Hashem not also in the Leiv? Right? We tend to think of Ahavas coming from the Leiv. Yiras also from the Leiv. Right? Why is Yira more connected to the Indian of Mayach? He's clearly saying that, right? It's coming from the play.
Yira is always the Sechlistiga thing.
So but even that, even the Ahava is also coming from the Sechli, right? Which means the Ahava is coming from the place of...
The Ahava is always linked, it's an emotion.
But Yer is also an emotion, I'm afraid. Yer is a Ramos, Yer is a Einish. Any Yer is going to be in the place of the Mayach.
Because Ramos is off, it's like...
So why is that not in the Leif?
Because it starts on the left,
But Ahava also does. As she says, again, they're both to get them and then to get a Havas Hashem believer. They both have to come from the place of his bainus. And in the Baal Tanya's world, everything begins in the place of his bainus. Everything begins and ends there. It starts with his bainus and begins. See, it was also an emotion, right? Fear is also an emotion. Those are both emotions. What?
That's a year you have to work on. It's not a natural year.
Havas is also not natural. Right, he also has to work on getting, has to be misbeinin the Gadlus Hashem. To get a Havas Hashem is not something, again, there's a Havas Hashem, which we'll talk about, but then even to bring that out, you have to be misbeinin. You have to be able to contemplate the greatness of the Baruch Hashem. That's what he's saying. Gadlus Arin Tzev Baruch Hu, to get to be moilin, that Indian of a Havan Yir, a person has to work in order to get to that level of being able to bring it out. So he said a very posh tazach, that the brain, the Indian of Chachma, always represents something which is a tzimtzum. Chachma represents when you're able to focus your mind on something. The idea of Chachma means a person is able to focus on something 100%, so much so that people can be talking around them and they won't hear anything. People could be walking and they won't hear anything. People could be, you know, doing a lot of things around them and the pasha doesn't hear anything, doesn't see anything. But the kaych of Chachma is the kaych to be able to zone in on something, be able to focus on something. So in Mela, the kaych of Chachma is a gvura, it's a tzimtzum. It's something which holds back and it limits. That's what Chachma is. And Chachma in general is that ability in the place of the mayach to be able to limit things, right? The mayach is cold. Masha'en can leave. When a person has simcha, it does the opposite. Simcha doesn't lock you in to a very specific place. Simcha fakir, simcha is mispashi. Kibi simcha seitzei, right? Rav Nachman writes, when a person has a kaych of simcha, kibi simcha seitzei, it causes a yitzia. Simcha causes a level of aspashness. When a person is really besimcha, it's able to be mispashi all the way to the place of Raglayim. Rav Nachman writes, that's where the pasuk says, vahaya ekev tishmon. Right? Vahaya ein vahaya alashon simcha, like Mar Megillah says. Vahaya is ekev, that when the real simcha is it's able to get all the way down to the Raglayim. When you're able to be the yisiyak of Raglav, that even your legs are able to feel the simcha, that's the ultimate place of aspashness of simcha. But simcha naturally, it's mispashed outwards. Well, when a person's thinking, so you move inwards. When you're happy, then you go outwards and you're able to spread the joy. When a person's thinking, fakir, I need to be quiet, alone, it has to be someplace private. There's somebody that can utilize the kayach to think. So the kayach of Chachma is a kayach of Gvura. And that's why it's rooted in the place, the Yira is rooted in the place of the Chachma. Masha'enkin Bina, which comes in the Lev, is that a spashas, and the Lev is mispashin. The Lev is something where Simcha is Memela mispashin, and Memela, the Simcha, is found in the Lev. He said, that's why. You find that it's different. Let's say, for example, simcha, the simcha that takes place on Shabbos and in Yontif, right? Yontif, Shabbos, we know there's no Indian of simcha. Pashas and Alacha, there's no mitzvah to be b'simcha on Shabbos, right? It's a gedolis b'simcha tanu. There's no mitzvah to be b'simcha on Shabbos. The mitzvah on Yontif. Yontif is the Indian of simachta b'chagecha. Shabbos is the Indian of oinig. Oinig is not simcha. Oinig is a much more pnimis tekezach. Oinig is something which is—it's a tainig. It's something a tainig ruchni. It's something which is pnimis. It's something which is not visible externally. Shabbos is the place of pnimis, right? Matana tayvi yeshli the beis ganazai. Shabbos is the place of yira. Shabbos is the place of internal. Shabbos is the place where a person is able to get into that place of in the rishus hayachid, right? Yontif fakir. Yontif the rishuyos become much more one to the other, right? You're allowed to carry on yontif at least for tzairich. You're allowed to carry. There's no fakir. Shabbos is the Indian of rishus hayachid. Shabbos is that simsum that takes place, which is the Indian of yira. Right, Tikkun Ezer says the word Bereshis. Right, Tikkun Ezer is the whole sefer is made up in the word Bereshis. Tikkun Ezer says the word Bereshis spells out that has the Isis Yorei Shabbos. Shabbos is connected to the Indian of Yira. Mele Simcha is not the Ikra Avayda on Shabbos. The Ikra Avayda on Shabbos is Yira. Masha'enkin Yantif, which is more chitzenius than Kazakh. Yantif is more external. Right, Yantif comes during the 6 days of the week. It comes as much more chitzenius. It comes out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Yantif is connected to the Indian of Oinig, to the Indian of Simcha. Simcha is much more external. So again, you have Oinig and Simcha, you have Yira and Ahava, but those two things, each one of the other. He said over that the Gain says that if you look at the word Zav, we know Zav, the Zera Kaddish tells us that Zav is always Yira, and Kesef is always Ahava. Now Kesef comes to Lashav Kisufin, which means like longing and yearning, and Zav is always Lashav Yira. So shit, in Zera Kaddish, Zav is always Yira, and Kesef is always Ahava. He says the Gra says, I don't know where you saw this Gra, but he said that the Gra says that Zav is going down the letters. Zayin, the Hate, the Base. That's the Indian of Tzimtzum, which means Zav represents Yira because it's narrowing everything down. That's what Yira does. That's what Gvura does. Gvura narrows everything down to a very small point. Kesef is the opposite. Kesef opens up. Chaf, Samach, Pei. It's moving outwards, moving larger. Everything is getting bigger. So you have Kesef, Zav, which again, Yira and Ahava. Yira is naturally Mispashe. The Lev is Mispashe. Mashenkin Yira.
Simcha is also being Tzimtzum.
Yeah, I hear that. The word Simcha is also going down, yeah. But he said that the Indian of Yira versus Ahava, of Zav versus Kesef, is it being mispashi or is it not being mispashi? He said that's the taich, why it says, Devarim ha-yotzim in a-leiv, nechasim el a-leiv. He said, L'chayre, I mean, he said also, I don't remember, we said this over from, he said, L'chayre, shouldn't be Dvar Ma'yotzim and Alev and Chasim Alev. It should be Dvar Ma'yotzim and Amayach and Chasim Alev. If I say something that's very smart, so you can understand it, right? Or Dvar Ma'yotzim and Amayach and Chasim and Amayach. But he said, something that comes from the Mayach is automatically, it's inside. Dvar Ma'yotzim and Amayach is my Zach. It's something that I'm not able to be. Dvar Ma'yotzim and Alev, it's Yotzim and Alev. If that goes out of the Lev, it's Mispashe, and the Mela, it's able to be Mispashe into somebody else's Lev. Dvar Ma'yotzim and Alev is the Indian of Simcha, the Indian of Ahava, that which is Mispashe, as well as the Yira, which is the Indian of Gvura. But again, clearly you see in the Baal Tanya that Avada, a person needs to have Ahava Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And Yiras Hashem means that a person has Yiras Hashem is in the Chachma, but it's more in the place in the Mayach, but it's also coming from his Bainus. And Ahava Hashem also coming from the place of his Bainus, but coming in a way that it's able to be in the Lev Chol Liyamini. And Mamela, a person's involved in mitzvahs ase, right? I just saw from the Rebbe Rashab, he writes that a person can think that the mitzvahs of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem are for big tzaddikim. I don't know if Shaykh is the mitzvahs of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. I could do regular mitzvahs. I could do what the Rebbe Hashem wants. Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, their emotions, it's very difficult, it's very hard. Yid can say, and this is what the Rebbe Rashab said a long time ago, that he is going to tell himself, it's not Shaykh for people like me, people on my madrigal that have Yiras Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. He says, it's not true. He says, the Rebbe Hashem made a mitzvah, and if the Rebbe Hashem made a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, it's a mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Obviously, there's a mitzvah which are mitzvahs are makayim at every moment, and every person, even in the Beinoni, even in the Rasha, every person has to recognize that this is integral to what it means to be involved in Avodas Hashem. Sai, because you want to make sure that it's Sorm Rava Asay Toiv. Sai, because, like we'll see in a minute, that these are the Trei Gadfin, like we mentioned many times, these are the two wings that allow the mitzvahs and everything to go up as a Hav and Yira. So a person can't just say, listen, that's the Madriga for Big Tzaddikim, that's for people that are, you know, on a higher Erech than me. Fakir, every person has to recognize it's part of Shema, Vahafta, Es Hashem, Lekecha. We need to work on a Hav Hashem and Yira Hashem. And the Baal Tanya is telling us how to do that. When a person is Mizboinen and Godless Hashem, really in Godless Hashem, and you do this every day during Pesukah Vizimra, you have the opportunity to be Mizboinen and Godless Hashem. That's all Pesukah Vizimra is, an opportunity for Zboinus and Godless Hashem. Hoidel Hashem, Kruvishmo, you're talking about the greatness of Hashem, you're talking about the Malachim, you're talking about the Harim, you're talking about the Gvois, you're talking about everything that's taking place around the world, Sai in this world, and Sai the High Alamas, it gives a person the ability to be able to have a Hashem. Then you come to Berchas Kriyishma, which is Vaiter, talking about the Srach Mechais, Vafanei HaKadosh. All of that gives a person the ability to realize how grand Kaviyachad or Rabban Hashem is, and how small I am, and that automatically caused, we spoke about this on Shavuos, it caused a person to have an Eish and a Tzimon, a tremendous thirst to get close to the Rabban Hashem. So it begins, like the Baal Tani is telling us, a person, the Beinoni, has to stop, to be Mizbeinin, to take time, and again, it's built into Tefillah this way, to be Mizbeinin and Gadlus Hashem, to focus on it, to chazer it over, to spend time in real Mizbeininus. The Baal Tani writes later on, we'll see a Shah, a person spend an hour in Mizbeininus, right? Someone to Rabban Nachman says an hour in Mizbeinitus, he says an hour in Mizbeininus. There's a lot of similarities between the two, but a person has to spend time, has to spend real time working on this Zbaininus in order to get the Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem in the Moich and life. That's very, very crucial, and that's Klal Gadol B'Avodas Hashem L'Beinanim, to work on being Moishel and Shelan on the Teva Shebachol HaSmali, and the way that he works on this is through his Zbaininus that goes from Chachma down to Bina, right? And it's Moilid, and it's able to be Moilid, maybe Nasei, Rach Das for Yiras Hashem. However, this doesn't, huh?
It says specifically your vanity. Might say it's for everybody also. Like,
yeah.
If you're avoid of for avoid Hashem with vanity.
Because the tzaddik's already done this, right? The tzaddik's already reached the place.
No, but Russia.
The Russia for sure needs to do this, but again, the Russia needs to do a lot of things. It's working a lot of things. This is the Ikar Avoid of the Beinoni, is to recognize that if I want to make sure that I remain a Beinoni, I want to make sure I'm Sumer Rava Asitai, if I want to stay in the path of perfection, at least in the Gimel Levushim, the Ikar Avoid is to work on Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, and to make sure that I'm working on a constant basis. Now, the problem with that is that it doesn't always work, which means a person could be Mizbeinin, and a person could spend time in thinking about Godless Hashem and going through Pesukah Vizimra and Berachas Kriyas Shema, and Lav Dafka is going to get the Argeshim of Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Right, the Rishayim already ask, how is the Shaykh of the Rishayim to give a tzivoy of a Haftas Hashem al Kecha? It's an emotion, it's Argish. Either have it or I don't have it. Right, so some of the Rishayim say, so the Ikar Avoida is to work on his blindness, which means the Ikar Avoida is to do what you need to do.
To be David.
So I'm working on his bonus, like I said, the past park and this park. I have to work on being his bonus. But what happens when it doesn't work? Which means the whole avodah is to be moila. I'm trying to create a halada. I'm trying to use his bonus, to use chachma bina, then to come down to das. Das is supposed to be moila midas. It's supposed to be moila the two main midas, like we kept speaking about, is chesed and gevura, which is the havas Hashem and yiras Hashem. That gap doesn't always happen. which means there are people that suffer from the inability to be able to be moiled that creation, to be able to bring down that place from Chachma bin Adas, to be able to bring it down to the place of Chesed and Gvura, which means Ahav and Yira. But this is crucial. The Beinoni needs this, right? And everybody needs this in order to have the trade Godfin, in order to be able to make our Avodas Hashem be able to be Binas Allah, we need the Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So what takes place in the world of the Beinoni when it doesn't work? But the Tzaddik is working. Tzaddik is working constantly. He's creating Allah this constantly. The Beinoni is the person who's trying. The Rasha, could be, he's not even trying. He's Charata, he's Malayim Charata, like we said about the Rasha, but he's not involved in this process of working on a Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The Beinoni is being misbinded.
In fact, he's working on it. Isn't that the Havas Hashem?
But he's not feeling the Hargit. No, but he's not.
It has to be the Lemaisa, it has to be Malchus. It has to be that he's working on it. But the fact that he's working on it, he's working because of the Havas Hashem.
So fine, so very good. So he's working it because of the Havas Hashem, but he's working on creating a feeling. Right? He's trying to get a feeling. The feeling's not coming. Right, so a person sits, a person comes into davening in the morning, and he comes in before davening, he puts some talis and tefillin, and he says the reini mechavin, and he comes into davening in a way which is proper, and he puts in the proper achanas for davening, he learns before davening, he goes to the mikvah, and he's davening, and again, it's not working. Which means he's trying, and he's trying to be, he's being bezbayin, and the gadlas Hashem, there's no avas Hashem, there's no yiras Hashem. You're right. Avada, he's doing it because he knows it's what he needs to do, and Avada, he's doing it because he recognizes the right thing, but it's not working. Which means, so in his mayach, he knows that it's right. In his mayach, he has the avas Hashem, but it never crossed the bridge down to the place of the life. So Zak de Baal Tanya is a very simple Zach. A very tremendous matana that the Rambam gives to the Beinoni and to everybody who's involved in this Avada. Yeser Akein, even more than this, which means seemingly because this is more often the problem, is that the gap is not bridged between the Chachma and the Bina, or between the Bina and the Das. The Yeser Akein, Tzarech Lei De Klal Gadol Avada L'Beinonim, Shegamim Ein Yad Sichlei, V'Ruach Binasei, even if the place of Seichel and the Ruach Binasei, Maseges L'Hoyle Rahavas Hashem Bizgalas Liboy, even if it doesn't come out in a way of Izgalas, Sheyia Liboy Boyer Karishpe Esh, that his heart's on fire, the Chefetz B'Chafetze V'Chasheke V'Chukam or Geshes B'Lev L'Dovkaboy, right, that he wants so much the desire to get the Rabbanu Shalom, even if that level of his level of Bayer Krishpe Esh doesn't come out by Zgalos. Rather, Rak Ahava Mesoteris B'Moichai. The only thing that's there is Ahava Mesoteris. Vita Aluma Isliboy. It's Ahava Mesoteris B'Moichai. Vita Aluma Isliboy. Right? Talumis is like a deeper lashon of Mesoteris. Mesoteris means it's hidden. Talum Isliboy means it's mamash, it's deep. It's Nelam, it's deeply hidden inside of his leaf. The Hainu, Shalev Mavin Baruch Chachma Ubina. He's thinking about Kula Kamekalei Chashav. He's thinking about Lesas Apanim. He's thinking about Mamalei Kalam and Seif Kalam. He's thinking about everything he can think about in order to try to create these feelings, right? And he knows the Kula Kamekalei Chashav. Therefore, it's proper that every single person should be have a desire to be Davuk Ulechal Ba'ira, to be Nichlal inside of the Ur of the Rabban Hashem. And even the Nefesh and the Ruch inside of him understands that it's proper to go out of its nartik, out of its cover, which is the guf ledafkei. However, a person is chai, like the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, right? That even if a person says he doesn't desire it, right? And the neshama is stuck inside of the guf. What's an amana chai? It's an aguna, right? Somebody whose husband's alive, but he's not giving a get. It's an aguna, almana chai, right? The neshama is stuck inside of the guf like an aguna. What's an aguna? Aguna is somebody who can't get out of the masav that they're in. There's no way for them to free themselves. They're an aguna. They're tied down, anchored down to the husband. They have no way to get out. The neshama is like an aguna stuck inside of the guf. And the only thing it wants to do is to get out. And the only way that this neshama, which is inside of the guf, which prior to coming down to this world was able to have some sort of tfisa in the Rabbanu Shem, was able to be davak to Rabbanu Shem in the proper way, the only way this neshama that now came down, this neshama in the guf can't be tefis klal, ki im, the only way it could be is kasher tfisa mislal beshes b'tayra mitzvahs. Only when it's involved in tayra mitzvahs, kamashal machabek as a melech hanal. The ilazayis yasalan. I'm just gonna. We'll go back in a minute. The ilazayis yasalan. Lachapche b'chol leiv v'nefesh umaoyid. Tahinu kiyam atarig mitzvahs b'maisu udir machshava. She asagas v'idias atera kanal. Hine kashemaymek be'inyan zev talumas tvunas liboy. Umaycha b'piv liboy v'shavan. So before he gets to what's gonna happen, hine kashemaymek. But this is what the Beinoni knows in his head, which means he knows all of this. He knows that the proper thing. He knows that the Rabbanu Shem is kula kamekalei chashav. He knows lasas upon him. He knows that it's proper and fitting for his neshama to want to be nichlal ba'iri yizbarach, to be able to be totally batal and mavutal to the Ur of the Rabbanu Shalom. And he understands that the greatest way to be able to do that, the greatest way for the neshama, which is stuck inside of this jail called the guf, the greatest way to do it is to be taifas in mitzvahs and Torah and mitzvahs, to be mechab mechabek the melech, right? The milah that the neshama has when it comes down to the guf is it could be mechabek the melech, right? We mentioned prior in previous prakim that the neshama up in shemayim doesn't have the ability to mechabek as a melech. Can't give that hug to the king. Dafka when he yitz down here, right? We mentioned the parakei. I think dafka when he yitz down here in alam haza inside the guf and he's learning Torah, fakir, then he could be teifis Torah. Less machshav a tefisa beklal, except when it comes to Torah, he could be teifis, and he knows all of that. And the ilu zoyis yaslan lechabek b'chalev. What he knows is that the proper thing he should want. And the proper emotion that should be coming up is Yasalay Lachapka Bakhalif. He knows that the proper emotion, based on all the knowledge that he has, is that he should desire to give a chibuk to the king, so to speak, Kaviyachal Bakhalif, with his whole heart, Venefesh Umaid, Mamash Tahainu Kim Tarig Mrs. Bamaisa Dima Machshava. She has Sagas Vidya. Now he understands that that's what he should be doing. The only problem is it's not working. Which means he knows what he should be doing. He knows what he should be feeling. He understands the Gadlus Hashem. He understands what it means for the neshama to have this yirida that comes down to the guf, and how difficult it is for the neshama to be stuck inside of a guf, and how the neshama only wants to be teifis to the Rabbanu Shalom, to be mechabek the melech, by being involved in tournaments. He knows all of that, and it's all very, very clear to him, 100%. The only problem is he doesn't feel it. It's not working, which means all the knowledge in the world, like we mentioned, the Chachma and the Bina, don't come down to the Das, so it remains in the world of Chachma and Bina. So he knows all of it, he has the Chachma, he's mizbeinin in all of it, but the world of Das is not happening to him. And maybe it's not able to be meilid that Indian of Midas. And if you look at the Haggah for 1 second, he says, Vasibla zeh, the reason why this is happening, Vnei ha'yoyis ha'moichan shalei, v'nefesh rochan shama shalei, mevechines ibur, v'helam, toicha tvuna, v'lei mechines leidev eskalski yidu ala deyechei. Right, those are Yiduachim, which is not us. Those are Yiduachim, which means there's no Kabbalah. Understand that there's neshamas that come from Ibar and neshamas that come from Leida. Right? Leida means that you have Chachma bin Adas. Like we said, those are the Gimli Mois. Those are the mothers that give birth to the children. Right? That's what the proper Zbaininus and proper Chachma creates Das, and Das creates Midas. That's the way it should happen. But there are neshamas that come from the place of Echinus Ibar. Ibar means it's pregnant. Pregnant means that there's no Leida taking place. That there's a birth, there's a pregnancy, but the child's never born. So you have the Chachma, you have the Bina. By the Chachma and the Bina coming together is the Abba and the Ima. Right? Chachma is Abba, Ima is Bina. So the Chachma and the Bina are coming together. Right? The only way you can create a child is the Abba and Ima have to come together. The Abba and Ima come together, which means he has Chachma, he has his Zbaininus. The only problem is there's no child that's born from it. So it's never this massive like a miscarriage where there's a Chachma and a Bina that creates an Iber, but nothing comes out of the Iber. So there's a Yichud taking place between Chachma and Zbaininus, between the Indian of the Mayach and the Indian of the Zbaininus, between the world of Abba and Ima, but it remains in the place of Iber and it never comes out to the place of Leda. Why? He says, Kedel Adiachen, that are Neshamas that come from Iber, Neshamas that come from Leda. But because of this is what his problem is. His problem is that he's a Bainani and he's working and he's struggling and he's putting in the Chachma, he's putting in the Bina. The Abba and Ima have made this Yichud, but there's no Leda coming out. There's no Midas coming out. And he remains mamish like a stone rock. He remains that there's nothing coming out of him. So he says, fine, I failed. My whole avodah is something. That klav god of avodah is Shem lebeinanim. He ikrhu, which you said at the beginning of the parak, is that I should be moishel. How am I moishel? The havanira. I can't get the havanira. I'm trying. I'm doing all the tricks about Tani told me. Doing everything about Tani told me to do is beinanus, real is beinanus. I'm spending time in the beinanus. I'm doing everything. It's not working. There's no hava and no yira coming out. So what's the etzah?
The way that God says it, seems like it's not shy from to even get there.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right. It's not like mini control.
Right. It seems like exactly. It's not even that it's yeah. So again, could be it could move, whatever. Could be has the ability to be able to change that reality. But that's what it seems like. It seems like it's more in the sherish of his neshama as opposed to
right.
What's taking place.
With bug bats, you could have neshama.
Could be Iber neshama, right? Yeah. Right, for sure. And that's what it says by Kalev. I think Ruach Acheres, I see Imai. Ruach Acheres is from Slaich. I think Rosh also mentions also Ruach Acheres means that he had an Iber neshama at that point. Right, he had an Ibn Hashem, which means that he had Ruach Acher. What's Ruach Acheres? He had another Ruach, right? Nefesh Ruach and Hashem. He could have an Ibn Hashem, he could have an Ibn Ruach, and he could have an Ibn Nefesh. Once he had an Ibn Ruach, he goes over there with Pinchas and Kalev and Aaron and Chor. Beautiful Torah there. But that's what he's struggling with. Zakta Baltanya, there's a tremendous Matana from Hashem. Hinei, there are a few lines from the top. Hine kishem maimik b'inyan zeh, b'ta'alumois tavunas libay. Which means when he's maimik in this, in the ta'alumois tavunas libay. Which means in the place of the ta'alumois of his heart. Umaychay u'pevelibay shavin. I'm sorry, when it's tavunas libay umaychay, the ta'alumois of his lev and his maych, which means he's working on the chachma and bina, u'pevelibay shavin. Which means what he's thinking about and what he wants is what he actually does. Which means You tell me, I want to get close to the Rebbeinu, I want to do tournaments. Okay, are you doing it? Which means, forget about the emotions for a second, Ahav and Yira. You have to first make sure that Piv and Liba and Shavin, which means if you know all of this, you know that Les Machshavah Tvisa Beklal, you know the only way to be Taifus in the Rebbeinu is tournaments. So you have to make sure Piv and Liba and Shavin. You have to make sure that you're involved in doing the mitzvahs. Hainu Shemakayim came to Piv, Kefiyash and Nigmar Betfunis Liba Umaychay. Right? The same, what he wants in his Lev and his Maych, which means to connect to the Rebbeinu, to be Delvak Teshem, to be Nichlal Bo'ayroi, what he wants is what he's doing. V'chene gedayim, his piv and his gedayim, v'sharei varim makayim mitzvus kefima shenigmar betfunis libay umoychay. So he, again, he has the kiyam mitzvus and he has the moychay and the leiv. The only thing he's missing, which is very very crucial, is the havanira. He's missing the emotional part of being involved in mitzvah. Zakta Baal Tanya, reitfuna zum eslabeshes b'maisa dibur machshavas atayru umitzvaysel lias lem b'chinas moychin v'chias gadfin laparcha la'ela ki ilu asik b'hem b'dechilu rechim amamish asher bezgalus libay. Zakta Baal Tanya, there's a massive chiddush takes place. But etzim, you don't have his galus libay, which means you don't have ahav and yira in a way of his galus. All you have is in the, all you have is it. It's stuck in the talumay slave, right? The ahav and yira. But Zakta Baal Tanya, when you want it and you mizbeinin in it and you do the actions that you're supposed to be doing, the Rebbeinu Shem considers it as if you have the ahav and yira, as if you have the tzmamish god. You have the chias, the gadfil naparcha la'ela. You have the wings that allow the bird, which is the Torah, the mitzvahs you're involved in, to fly up. How do you have ki'ilu asik b'hem b'dechilu rechima with havan yira mamish asher b'zgala b'libay b'chafeitza v'chasheka v'chukam regeshes b'libay v'nasha etzamal Hashem b'nei rishpei eisha avasish b'libay kanal. And again, every time he talks about a havas Hashem, he goes for a sentence and a half. He Pasha can't hold himself back when he talks about a havas Hashem, right? And he puts this in brackets, which is not necessary. L'char over here, we know what he's talking about. No, v'skal is libay. What type of v'skal is libay? V'chafeitza v'chasheka v'chukam regeshes b'libay. Right? Because a person wants that and a person is doing what he needs to be doing, the Rebbeinu Shem is nechshav it as if he had all the ahav and yira, as if it was b'zgal sliba, even though it's only b'talum es leib. Why hayo? V'tfunai zu shebamaychay. Since this tfunai shebamaychay v'talum es leibay, he amavias lasik behem. What's causing you to do the mitzvah? What's causing you to do mitzvahs is that I know intellectually, in a spiritual way intellectually, I know in the maychay and the leib that this is what I need to do. I know that the Rebbeinu Shem is grace. I know that the Rebbeinu Shem is betzavim me. I know less machshava tvisa beklal. The only way to be tevis the Rebbeinu Shem is tarim. So I'm doing what I know is right. The only problem is I can't bridge that gap between the maychay and the leib. I can't bridge that gap between what I know and what I feel. But what I know is causing me to do what I need to be doing. So even though normally the way it works is moyach, leiv, right? Moichen, vidas, and maisa. Over here, he's doing moichen and he's doing maisa. He's missing the middle component. He's missing the middle part. What the Rebbeinu Shem does is the Rebbeinu Shem causes that the moichen, which is causing the maisa, is considered to be as if the middle part, the Rebbeinu Shem is mashlem, that middle part that the person is missing, the midas that a person is missing, the tzara'anfin that a person is missing, the Rebbeinu Shem is mashlem, that middle part, and it's ke'ilu we did it at the chilu rechima. Why? Because he sort of skipped the step. He went from the place of moichin to the place of maisa. Hayo v'tfuna zu shebamaych v'talum es libay. Since his tfuna, which is in the moichin, v'talum es libay, he amaviz lasik behem, ululay shayim is bainim v'tfuna zeh, v'ay eisik behem kwal. If you wouldn't be involved in tfuna, it's not a natural thing. Nobody naturally does tarim and mitzvahs. Elo b'tzarchi guf levad. What would all of us do if we were just left our own nature? We would be involved in tzarchi guf. V'kamu mas v'bilimudai, v'tivai. Even if he's the perek tezvav yid, who's naturally v'tivai, likes to learn, right? Perek tezvav, the person who's, you know, naturally, he's the hundred person time because it's easy for him to learn and he doesn't have to be a shalei oivet, he doesn't have to be oivet. Afal pika oivet is gufa yosef etivai. And even the guy who likes to learn, maisa likes his gufa more. Right? So that guy, again, he can do these things naturally. Maisa is oivet is gufa more. He likes his gufa etivai. So the only reason why this kid is doing Torah and mitzvahs is because he must have been mizbeinen. And he must have understood the last machshava tvisa bekal, the only way to be tevis in the Rebbeinu Shem is with Torah and mitzvahs. So memela, because that's what's causing him to do it, so memela, what happens is, it's considered to be as if he did it with the chiyur rechim, a massive matana. The Rebbeinu Shem gives to us, and it's a tremendous chizik. A yid comes to daven, and a yid's davening. Why am I davening? Nobody davens because they like naturally to daven. Nobody just, regularly alecha, say, the base manager, basic nesses. We don't naturally just begin davening. We daven because we understand this is what we're supposed to be doing. And there's bainin that this is what we're supposed to be doing. There's bainin that this is what we have to do, and we're davening. We're saying all the words, but we don't feel b'dechil rechima. We don't feel level of ahav and yira. Zakat b'altani, don't worry about it. Don't worry, you're not the tzaddik. You're a bainani. The tzaddik already has it automatically. His ahav is krish pe'esh. His leiv is constantly in that place. You don't have b'dechil rechima. You're lacking yira and ahava. Like the Rebbeinu Shem is mashlam. Don't worry about it. The only reason why you want to have ahav and yira is for the Rebbeinu Shem. The Rebbeinu Shem says, don't worry about it. I'm going to be mashlam. That ahav and yira that you're missing, and it's ki'ilu you did it the ahav and yira, and now you have the chiyas for God fill the parcha le'ela. You have the wings which allow your Torah and tefillah to be able to be carried up, even though it's missing that bizgalus, that is galus of The Dibarshim Palda Gazakhta Matan Hashem gave. And where do you see this? It's a Rimza Chazal, yeah.
Why didn't they say Parsi wants it himself? Everybody wants to have that Havo, everybody wants to have that.
For the Rabban Shalom. Nobody's selfish. So every Rabban Shalom, the Rabban Shalom. Right? So Rabban Shalom tells, I'll take care of it. So
maybe doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, maybe that's for the Rabban Shalom. But a person wants to have a Havo as an emotion.
For the Rabban Shalom.
Have an emotion.
Not for the Rabban Shalom. I want it for yourself. You want to feel a Havo? No, you want it for the Rabban Shalom. Because the Rabban Shalom said, I have to say Shalom Techa. Right? You have to have a Havo. The emotion is because not for me that I want to feel good about. Well, because the Rabban Shalom said, I have to have a Havo Hashem, Nir Hashem. And what? And I know that that's what we want to do, huh?
It's much tougher avoid of what he's describing.
Yeah, it's very...
Katnas.
Right.
They bring down over here, I'm saying...
It's an Eber. There's no lay, though. Right.
Like an Eber. They're saying, like, this guy's, like, doomed.
We all go through... I'm saying we're all going through this at different points.
Right.
And what Baltani's telling us is that to you it looks like you're missing something. To you it looks like you're in a state of katnas because you're missing an integral part. I want to daven with the slavas. I want to daven mamish karish pe'esh. I want to daven like the dua munis yisrael. I want to be mamish on fire when I'm down. I don't feel that way. Like, don't worry. The Rabban Hashem is mashal. Whatever eslavas you want to have that you're not having right now, as long as in your brain, which means as long as in the chachma and the bina, you're doing what you need to be doing, and as long as you're creating this ibra, and as long as in the maisa, you're davening, the Rabban Hashem is mashal. That gap that's taking place that makes you feel like you're in a place of katnos, the Rabban Hashem is mashal that gap. So it feels like katnos, but it's not katnos because it's small. What you create is small, and then you have the Rabban Hashem comes and it takes stilts and he takes wings and your little, you know, the pigeon that's walking around that doesn't have the ability to fly, the Rabban Hashem put wings in it, and now suddenly it's flying up to the sky. So it's amazing. Right? You thought that this is the bird, you know, the ugly duckling that can't get anywhere. The Rabban Hashem puts wings in it and suddenly it's flying. That's the kayak the Rabban Hashem does.
Isn't this thing that stopped the baby from overcoming its attic?
Why?
Because it's considered like he's being mashed with, it's considered, but he himself still doesn't actually have that.
So he has to, again, but he's going to always have to.
He's
that's right. He has to work in this. He's always working and trying to be moiled at a havanira.
That's what I'm saying.
But again, that God sounds like, yeah.
So that person's not possible. He can never be a tzaddik. The most he can ever be is a benedi.
Which is fine.
A Hava be considered to be a Hava, right. even though he's
right.
Not really.
Right.
We spoke
right.
about it also.
Not every Bainan can make it to a Tzaddik, right? Right. Again, this Hagaz is talking about, again, Kedei L'dei Achein, that there aren't Neshamas like that. I think what he's talking about, what's happening more, which means outside of that Hagaz, what's happening more is that the Bainan sometimes just, what he's talking about, just struggles with just making this bridge, a bridge in a gap. So maybe he struggles with it. So at those moments of katnas, at those moments when he's not feeling this tavas, he needs to know that the Rabban Hashem is mashlim, the Rabban Hashem put wings on your tefillah, your tefillah that you felt was a shvachat tefillah. Zakta Baal Tanya, it wasn't a shvachat tefillah. If you thought about why you're davening before you daven, and you put a thought into why you're davening, and then you go ahead and you daven, the Rabban Hashem put wings on your tefillah, and your tefillah is flying straight up to Shemayim. B'zeh Rimza Chazal. Chazal Maram is that, but Amram Chazal say Machshava Toiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa LaMaisa. Merit the Gemara Chazal, right? Which without this, without the Maltani, would have no clue what the Gemara Chazal means. What does the Gemara Chazal simply mean? The Machshava Toiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa LaMaisa. That if you wanted to do a mitzvah, nenas v'lo yisol ki ilu aso. Like the Maltani, it's not what Chazal say. Chazal Medaktik and the Lashon. They don't say nenas v'lo yisol ki ilu aso. What do they say? Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzarfa. What does it mean Mitzarf LaMaisa? Hashem is Mitzarf. Your Machshava Toiva LaMaisa. I have to remember my love of a kasef kilo aso. Like Chazal say, Oynis Achman Apatre, Oynis is kilo aso. Is that what Chazal say? Kaddish Baruch Hu is metzarif. Kaddish Baruch Hu machshava toiv lemaisa. Like the Tanya, you know what the Chazal are talking about? Talking about Perk Tezayin and Tanya. They're saying that. What does it mean? Ella Inyan kidachilu urchimu shez galasli behemem slap shem maisa mitzvus lachiyosim leparchaleila. The Baruch Hu takes machshava toiv, which means I have a good machshava. My machshava is in the right place, and the Baruch Hu is metzarif it to the place of maisa. He takes what I want. And he takes what I did, and the Rosh Hashanah is Mitzarf, those two things together. Real, there's a gap.
Also,
of course, he didn't have the Maisa, 100%. Pivot, Liba, Shavin. If you don't have the Maisa, we're not talking about that guy. We're talking about the guy who's doing the Maisa. He's davening. He's there, and he's davening, and he's trying. It's not going. The Rosh Hashanah is Mitzarf, which means Mitzarf. He draws together. Real, there's a gap right now. Really, you went from Meichen to Maisa. You skipped a place in Midas. So there's a massive, there's a 20-foot gap in between. The Rosh Hashanah is Mitzarf, Machshava Toiva, Maisa. Mamash Meduyik in Lashon Chazal, Mamash Kamasim Gedvash. The Rosh Hashanah is Mitzarf, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzarf. Machshava toiva, machshava toiva to the maisa, which means
not as the regular,
not as if you did a maisa, which means you have to do the maisa, because again, otherwise you would say kilo aso. Right, that's what he says. That's what he says. He says Ella, it should have said kilo aso. No, not kilo aso. You did it, which means le maisa, a maisa that you did. The maisa was machtarif, machshava toiva, kamaisa. Inni ki techilu achim b'shav esgalas libay heimam slapshim b'maisa mitzvus lachiyesu b'parchaleim ke alevu gam ken chumri kisharavarm shem kliya maisa alishu pnimi v'chias lahen. ולכן יוכל לסלבש בהם ליאויס להן גדפן לאלויסם. Finish the parak. Okay, so he says that the lev is also be'etzem something which is chumri, like the other varim. However, why does the lev have the ability to be mitzarf to ma'isa normally? Because the lev is something which is more pnimi, and therefore it could be mislabish to give wings to the ma'isa that a person's involved in. But ach adchilu rechim b'shebetisvunis libay v'talumis libayin al gvoya darchein la'mala mala mechinas ha'ma'isa. When you're involved in the chilu rechim in the lev, which means when it's bezgalus, when things are going well, when a person has the emotion, so the emotion has the ability. Because it's something which is an aver, but it's an aver pnimi, has the ability to be able to create those wings for the ma'isa that you're doing. The chachma is too high for that. The chachma doesn't have the ability to create wings. Why? There's a big gap. There's a 20-story gap in between the machshava and the ma'isa. The iyashalam, the slabish bechinis ma'isa mitzvahs, the liyaslam bechinis moichem bechias, la loisan aparcha la'ela. All the hezbeinness that you're having, all the chachma you're having, it's too far apart. It's too distant. The gap is too big between the action that you're doing and the chachma that you have to be able to create. If not four, which means really the gap is too big. The only way you can bring Ahava and Yira, the only way you can bring wings to the Maisim that you're doing is only with the Lev, because the Lev is Pnimius and Lev is the ability. It's lower and has the ability, the Midas have the ability to get to the Maisim. But from the Machshava to the Maisa, the gap's too big and it wouldn't be possible. That's Machshava Toiva. Because they're not the chilur chima bezgalas libay. Kiim bezbeinus moichav etalum is libay. It's machshava taivu, which means it's in the place of machshava. It's not in the place of the lev. Ach tziruv zeh kadosh baruch hu mitzaref kadosh baruch hu kedei lahalois meisam amitzis ve'esek atoira nasim aidei machshava taivu. Now ad oylem abriya makam aliyas atoira v'amitzis anasim aidei the chilur chimu sichliim asher bezgalas libay mamish. But there are different levels that your mitzvahs have the ability to be able to go up to. Even a yid who does something without any havan yira is galus, and even if he doesn't have this maila of a kadosh baruch hu mitzaref lemaisa, even the maisa that he does will get up to olam yitzira. But to get up to olam abriya, the only way to have the wings to be able to fly all the way up to olam abriya is only when there's b'dechilu rechima, which is bezgalus libay. I don't have bezgalus libay. The bunch of mitzaref lemaisa. If in the chachma it's working the right place. Piv libay shavin, which means if what your lev wants and what your piv wants, which means and your gedayim and kolivarim want and they're doing is the same, then the Rashim is betzarev. That machshava, the Rashim draws that gap in between the machshava and the Maisa and makes that connection. He just writes Nagal, Kumash Kasab is Zayr, the Eitz Chayim, the Zayr Kaddish and Chayim Vital write also, the Tfuna, the word Tfuna is Isis Bein Ubas. Like the word Tfuna has it within it, the letters Bein Ubas, Shahin the Chilur Chimay, right? Bein Ubas. Is the what's Bein Abbas? Those are the children that are born to the parents. The parents is Chachman Bein Adas. The children are born is the Bein Abbas. Who is the son and daughter? The son represents the Indian of Chesed. The daughter represents the Indian of Gvura, which is the Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The Bein Abbas, Shem Techidur Chim, Pa'amim Hatvuna, you read this, Liyos Moichin Benukvin Dezer Anpin, Shein Oisis Aterva Mitzis Hamaskal Yavin. What happens sometimes is that the Tvuna has the ability to be able to skip the step of being involved in Zer Anpin, which means Zer Anpin is the six midas that are Chach, Chesed, Gvur, Tveres, Netzach, Chayyid, Yisoid. Normally the way it works is that the Tfuna has to go from the Chachma and the Lev down to the place of Zer Anpin and then to the Maisa. Zok Reb Chaim Vital, Zok Zer HaKadosh, it's possible, Ula Pa'amim, that the Tfuna is Yoyed Lias Moichin. The Moichin are able to go Benukva Dezer Anpin. What's Nukva Dezer Anpin? Is Malchus, which is Maisa. And Nukva is the female, which is Malchus. It's able to go from the place of Moichin all the way to the place of Nukva. Normally it can't happen. Normally Zer Anpin, which is the Midas, create that Yichud between the Zer Anpin and the Malchus, which is Mashpi and the Makabal, between the world of Midas and the world of Maisa. But it's possible that it's able to happen, that it can skip that step, and the Rebbeinu is able to be Masham, this middle step. So again, Merdik HaChizik, that a person's a Benini, and we understand that Klal Gadol Avodas Hashem LeBeinonim is to work on Havas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. But he says, V'yesra Kain, more than you need to know what you need to work on, you need to know that when it doesn't work out, V'yesra Kain, you need to know the Rebbeinu is Tzarev Machshava Tevel Maisa. All you need to do is work on it. You need to just make sure you have the right Machshavas, you need to make sure you have the right Hezbeinus, you need to make sure your Maisim are right. The middle part, I don't know. It's Davar Masal Lev, like you said, the Beinoni, to have that level of Lev constantly, to have that Ahava and Yira, is very difficult. And sometimes it's very hard, and sometimes, like we saw, it's even impossible for the Beinoni to have it. But the Rebbeinu is Mitzarev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mitzarev HaKadosh Machshava Tevel Maisa, and Memela, as long as Piv Libe Shavan, as long as the person's doing what he says he wants to do, and it wants to do it, then the Rebbeinu is Mitzarev those two things together, and the Rebbeinu is able to draw that gap between the Meichin all the way down to the Inid of Maisa, and we'll provide them in Hashem next week, we'll provide to the Inid of Beinoni.